Tien then said, "In this, the last month of spring, with the dress of the season all complete, along with 5 or 6 young men who have assumed the cap, and 6 or 7 boys, I could wash in the eye, enjoy the breeze among the rain altars, and return home singing." The master heaved a sigh and said, "I give my approval to Tien." The 3 others having gone out, Sang Shi remained behind and said, "What do you think of the words of these 3 friends?" The master replied, "They simply told each one his wishes." Shi pursued, "Master, why did you smile at you?" He was answered, "The management of a state demands the rules of propriety. His words were not humble, therefore I smiled at him." Shi again said, "But was it not a state which Chu proposed for himself?" The reply was, "Yes. Did you ever see a territory of 60 or 70 li, or one of 50 or 60? Which was not a state?" Once more Shi inquired, "And was it not a state which Chi proposed for himself?" The master again replied, "Yes. Who but princes have to do with ancestral temples and with audiences but the sovereign? If Chi were to be a small assistant in these services, who could be a great one?"